Panthers have a bit of a size advantage on the court here tonight, and they win the tip. Ball goes back to number 20, Caden Bruce. He'll take it to the point and start there for the Mountain Grove Panthers. They're Bobcats playing at 1-3-1 matchup zone, it would appear. Yes, they are. Mountain Grove pushes the ball inside, got it to Bruce. Bruce looking for the shot. Jumps away on the defense, puts it up, no good. Rebound taken by the Thayer Bobcats around the break. Here's Jordan Andrews, moved up the right side, pulls it up, kicks it out top and around on the left side for Lane Grimes. Back out to Jordan Andrews, looking to slice to the basket. He's stripped of the ball by Bruce. He's driving down the other end, gives it off to number five, Chalk. But we're going to get a whistle and a foul before the shot. So Andrews slicing between the double team, going to the bucket, had the ball stripped away. That will be on Lane Grimes, number 24, first of the night for Lane. No score here in the first 32 seconds. Mountain Grove inbounding the ball down under their own bucket. And they're going to have to call a timeout. They weren't getting anybody open, and the player just turned around and called a timeout. Wow. Well, there we go. 7:28 to go in the first quarter. Thayer and Mountain Grove, no score. There's a timeout on the court. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental, so they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable, so their skilled dentists, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist Shelby, and the great staff, Debbie, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, they treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
Well, Mountain Grove trying to get it inbounds again down along the baseline. They're going to bring it way out front. The pass to take it in there by Charlton. Charlton takes it down the corner, gives it to Bruce. He'll take it back out front. The Panthers wearing the white uniform trimmed in the maroon. They're wearing the road greens trimmed in white. Mountain Grove working around the perimeter. They'll swing it out on top for Elliott. Elliott goes to the left side to Charlton. Charlton cross court to Stenzel. Stenzel fakes a three. Now back to back out front to Bruce. Caden Bruce holds it high over the head and throws it away in the corner. Trying to get it over to Tyson Elliott, and Elliott has vacated the corner, and ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Bobcat ball. So just about a minute's gone by here in the first quarter. No score from Mountain Grove, Thayer, and the Mountain Grove Panthers. Bobcats inbound it to Gage Pitts. He'll bring it up out of the backcourt. One thing you know about a Dwayne Hyler coach basketball team, they're always going to play hard, and they're always going to play good defense. Here goes Lane Grimes, penetrates into the lane for Thayer, kicks it back outside to Haven. Haven now to Gage Pitts. He's hounded by Doubt. He'll go around to the left side now to Jordan Andrews on the wing. He'll take it top of the key on the dribble drive. Give out to Pitts for a long three. That one is up off the rim, no good. Rebound, Landry Pitts. He can't miss. The tip up is no good, but a foul, and Landry Pitts going to go to the free throw line and will shoot two for the Thayer Bobcats. Foul's going to be on number 20, Caden Bruce. That'll be his first of the game. And Landry Pitts will go to the free throw line for the Thayer Bobcats. Bobcat Jr. looking to break the ice here. And first free throw is good. But Landry Pitts gets the first point of life for the Thayer Bobcats. And Thayer jumps out 1-0. Another free throw to go. This one's up. Looks good from here. Oh, hits the back rim and bounces out. The rebound taken by Mountain Grove. Here come the Panthers. Caden Bruce will bring it up into the front court. They're still playing the 1-3-1 matchup. Bruce gives it off to Elliott. Gets it right back. Moves in the free throw circle. Goes inside to Elliott. Powers it up through the defense and good. Tyson Elliott with his first 2 points tonight. Thayer quick down the floor the other way. And here's a ball thrown. Oh, and an interception by Mountain Grove. Elliott coming the other way. Going all the way. The bucket fell down. Lost the ball. And the Bobcats have got it. Jordan Andrews up the middle of the floor. Dumps it to Haven for the layup. Nice run of the floor. The Thayer Bobcats are back on top. 3-2. A lot of action here. Officials letting them play early in this game. There's Bruce for Mountain Grove. Gives over to Elliott. He'll take it down to the right corner. Feeds it back out to the wing. Out of the top of the key goes Bruce on the dribble drive. Backs it out. Resets the offense in the half-court game for the Panthers. They'll swing it left side. Got it there to Charlton. Charlton passing the lane. Deflected. And then picked right back up by Mountain Grove. 3 points shot out of the corner. Good! Number 10, Bryce Stenzel hits a three-pointer out of the corner. Thayer coming the other way. Gage Pitts going to the bucket. It's going to get fouled. Boy, he got hammered as he went baseline. That gets Coach Tyler up off his feet. His defense had a lapse there as it was a clean trip to the bucket for Gage Pitts. Bobcats beating the Panthers back after the made bucket. Gage Bish going to the free throw line. Foul was on Stenzel, his first from Mountain Brook. And the first free throw is up and was no good. Oh, it was good. I wasn't looking when he shot it. Second one is up, and it's good. No, they're going to call it off. Gage Pitts thought that shot was going to be short, and he actually squished it. But he thought it was going to be short, and he tried to go get the rebound, stepped over the line. So Gage with just 1 point. They are 2-for-4 here in the early going from the free throw line. And they trail it by 1-5-4. Mountain Grove with it. Number 10, Stenzel's got it on the left side. Trying to back down the defender. Goes down to the baseline, gives it up in the corner. And back out to Bruce. He'll bring it back out front. Mountain Grove to restart the offense there. Bruce, between the legs with the dribble, goes into the free throw circle. Leads off to Charlton for three out of the corner. That's no good. Rebound is tipped up and out of bounds off the hands of the Thayer Bobcats. And it'll be Mountain Grove basketball. Mountain Grove basketball here. And we'll get a substitution for Thayer. Keaton Nicholson will check in, give the Bobcats a little more size. And Lane Grimes will go out. 4:52 to go in the first quarter. They are down one. Mountain Grove with the basketball. Bruce to the top of the key. Got a screen. Fires a three, and it's good. That is Caden Bruce. It's a three and puts Mountain Grove up by four. Here's Thayer the other way. Gage Pitts penetrates into the lane and scores. And Thayer again beating Mountain Grove back down the floor. Bobcats can score in a hurry. Here's the Panthers with it. Number five, Charlton, goes across the lane. Kicks it back out to Bruce on top. Gage Pitts jumps out on him, and he'll back it back out near midcourt and restart the offense with 4:20 to go. Bruce, to the top of the key, fell down again, got rid of the basketball. It was a nice play there. Got it to Dowden, who goes up with a shot, no good. Rebound Thayer. They get up to Gage Pitts. Gage all the way down the floor, hits the easy layup. And again, the Thayer Bobcats outrunning the Mountain Grove Panthers down the floor. Panthers do not want to get up and run. They want to take their time. They only average about 53 points a game. Their Bobcats only allow 45. Panthers allow about 55. Thayer averages 64. Here's another shot for Mountain Grove up off the rim. No good. Rebound taken by Jordan Andrews for Thayer. Jordan, just top of the key. On the dribble drive, pulls up, kicks it down the corner for Landry. Pitch for three. It's good. Pitch hit the three. Brought to you by Ozark Healthcare in West Plains. Landry pitch now with 4 points. The Thayer Bobcats, just like that, are up by three. 11-8. Taking the Bobcats a little bit of time to get going here. As they've seen, the county got settled in now. Mountain Grove with the basketball. Bruce, down the right side of the lane. Might have walked. Yeah, he did. Oh, they're going to call a foul. Bruce, I saw travel with the basketball. They're going to call a foul on the Thayer Bobcats as he went through the double team. Foul was on Keaton Nicholson for the Thayer Bobcats. That'll be the first on Nicholson today. And Lane Grimes back in the ball game. Looks like who's out? Gage Pitts. We'll go get a drink of water. Mountain Grove's inbounded. Bruce lobs it up for Stenzel. Stenzel drives to the elbow, kicks it across the lane to Charlton. Now back outside to Bruce. Bruce, head and shoulder fake. Haven wouldn't let him through. There's Bruce, still on the dribble at the free throw line. Kicks it outside. Long shot is up and no good for Mountain Grove. Rebound, Jordan Andrews for Thayer. Top gets on the run. Andrews to the top of the key, right down the middle of the lane, all the way to the bucket for lay-in. Vintage Jordan Andrews right there. A little head and shoulder fake, a little crossover dribble, and go to the hole. First two of the night for Jordan. And Thayer leads it now 13-8 with 2:42 to go in the first quarter. Mountain Grove out front. They'll kick it around to Charlton on the right side wing. Haven jumps out on him. He dribbles one time. Gives the ball off to Dowden. Dowden back outside. Long shot again for Charlton. No good. Rebound taken by Keaton Nicholson for Thayer. I've got a little chance to make it a 7-point lead. Here's Andrews going all the way to bucket again. Nobody steps in to help. And Jordan Andrews with two straight layups. And Thayer now leads it by 7, 15-8, 2:11 to go in the first quarter. Mountain Grove will slow it down again. Here's a steal by Jordan Andrews. Andrews will drive for the bucket and lay it in off the window. Andrews has scored 6 straight. And Thayer leads it now by 9, 17-8. Remember, Mountain Grove led 8-5 at one point. Thayer's gone on a 12-0 run here. We're down to a minute 45 to go in the first quarter. Panthers kick the ball into the paint for Bruce. He kind of powered up, passes it across the lane. It's deflected and out of bounds. Off the hands of the Thayer Bobcat defense. Case Haven. And they've got a hand on that ball. Substitution for Thayer. Landry Pitts is out. Gage Pitts will check back in for the Thayer Bobcat. Grimes, Nicholson, Haven, Pitts and Andrews. Mountain Grove inbounds. They got it to Elliott top of the key. Kicks it on the right side for Caden Bruce. In the corner now, three-point shot. In and out. No good by Charlton. And the rebound taken by Thayer. Bobcats pushing up to Andrews. On the right side wing, a little head and shoulder fake. Now leaves it out in the corner for Nicholson. Nicholson back out on top of Pitts. Down to Haven. Now Grimes. Grimes to Andrews. We're going to get a whistle. Oh, we're going to get an illegal screen on Gage Pitts of the Thayer Bobcats. So an illegal screen going to be called on the Thayer Bobcats. That'll be team foul number 3 on Thayer. Mountain Grove will inbound the ball down by 9 with a minute 18 to go here in the first quarter. Thayer on a 12-0 run here over the last 3.5 minutes or so in this quarter. Mountain Grove had a couple of shots rattle in and out. Stenzel with the ball on the left side. He'll lob it. Got it inside to Bruce. Back outside for Charlton. Back to Bruce on top of the key. Bruce will back it back out on the dribble drive. Mountain Grove will line it up 4 across the baseline. Bruce goes around the defender, gets in the lane. Nope, we're going to get a foul. That'll be on Gage Pitts. That's number 2 on Gage, and he'll check out of there. Landry Pitts will check back in after the foul on Gage. Down the guard, man to man, and Bruce went right around him. And Gage got him with the body. So 2 fouls on Gage, and he will go to the bench with 52 seconds to play in the first quarter. And Landry Pitts back in. Mountain Grove steps across the timeline after the inbound is into the backcourt. They swing it now on the left side, now down in the corner. Back out to Bruce. Bruce handles things for him out there. Down to 38 seconds to go now. Mountain Grove really just kind of standing around looking. Maybe looking for the final shot of the quarter. Here is Bruce. Bruce trying to go around the defense. Bobcats cut him off. Back outside. Bruce will get it right back from Charlton. Going down the left side of the lane. Dumps it inside. Shot is up and good. That'll be Dowden with his first 2 of the night. Thayer coming the other way. 15 seconds to go in the quarter as the Bobcats will hold it for the final shot of the period. Andrews has got it. Thayer Bobcats going 4 down low. Who's going to break down the baseline? Andrews will shake and bake. Kicks it over to Lane Grimes. Down the corner to Haven. Haven traveled with it. Yeah, Haven thought about shooting the 3 and then at the last second tried to go around the defender. And he traveled with the ball. So with 1.7 seconds to go, Mountain Grove will inbound it. They'll bring it out here. The half-court shot up and no good. That's the end of our first quarter. Our score is 17-10. Thayer Bobcats lead the Mountain Grove Panthers. We'll be back with our second quarter in 1 minute on your original home for Thayer Bobcats Sports, the Ecom Sport Network.
It should never hurt to hike in the hills of the Ozarks or cast a fly in the White River. And golf, tennis, bowling should always be pain-free. So if you have shoulder, knee, wrist, hip, or ankle pain, call Knox Orthopedics. Doctors Thomas Knox, Russ Rawls, Jason McConnell, and Don Franklin will make sure you can live your life the way you were meant to. Outdoors and pain-free. Knox Orthopedics, right here in the Ozarks, KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do. All the products that you want at a price you can't afford. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store. Garden, clothing, pet supplies, farm and household too. Fencing, automotive, hey, we deliver too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
And we're back and ready for our second quarter. Thayer Bobcats with a lead over the Mountain Grove Panthers 17-10 after the first quarter. Bobcats gets the ball to Nicholson at the elbow. He'll get it right back out to Andrews. Andrews, top of the key, fires up a 3. That one rattles in and out, no good. And rebound taken by Mountain Grove. That was Stenzel. He runs up the floor, gives it over to Bruce. Bruce on the wing, got it up to 3. Now dribbles down to the baseline. Keeps it back outside. And around the horn, down in the left corner for Elliott. Ty Elliott for Mountain Grove. Leads it back out to Bruce. Mountain Grove hit that bucket just for the end of the first quarter to pull him back to within 7. Here's Bruce driving toward the lane, and he traveled. Yeah, Bobcats tied him up. That was a good defensive play right there by Andrews and Haven, and they forced Bruce into a travel. Mountain Grove with a substitution here, their first of the game. Number 5, Charlton will check out. Number 3 checks in, and it is Holland Glenn. So Glenn in the ballgame for Mountain Grove. They are working the offense around the man-to-man defense. Bobcats with Nicholson out on the point. He hands the ball off to Andrews. Oh, Andrews lost the handle. It's picked up by Mountain Grove. Here comes Elliott all the way to the bucket. Shoots and scores. Tyson Elliott, his first or second bucket of the night. He leads Mountain Grove with 4 points, and it's 17-12. Well, the Panthers have scored four straight. Here's Haven for Thayer going all the way. The bucket misses the shot. Nicholson rebounds. Couldn't follow it, but he's fouled. He'll go the line and shoot two. Hey, Junior, Keaton Nicholson, good offensive rebound. Couldn't get it back in, but he got fouled on the shot. I believe that'll be on Bruce, number 20 for the Mountain Grove Panther. Yes, it is, and that's the second on Caden Bruce. Free throw for Keaton Nicholson is up and no good. Nicholson, normally a very good free throw shooter. Thayer is 2-for-4, now 2-for-5 from the free throw line here in the first half. Second free throw for Nicholson. That one's good. So Nicholson gets on the board. And already five different Bobcats have scored in the game. Led by Jordan Andrews with 6, Gage Pitts with 5. Mountain Grove down 6 with a basketball. Caden Bruce swings it on the right side to Stenzel. Stenzel back to Bruce. He has it poked away. Loose ball picked up by Grimes. Now Andrews running the floor all the way in. Misses the layup. Rebound. Grimes goes back up and in with the offensive board. Lane Grimes, and now all 6 Bobcats to the plate have scored in the game. That's a good rebound by Grimey. He got it back up and in. They are back up by 8 with 6:23 to go here in the first half. Mountain Grove again working around the perimeter of the Bobcat zone. On the right side is Bruce. He's got it now out on the wing. Swings it over on the left. Mountain Grove with their starting point guard on the bench. Oh, no, he's still out there, number 20. They did make a substitution. Got in the corner now. Stenzel going to shoot a long 3 and air ball. Rebounded by Andrews. Andrews up to Haven. He will step all the way to the bucket. Misses the layup, but it's tipped up and in by the Thayer Bobcats. I don't know if that one's going to Nicholson or Grimes. It's going to be Grimey. Grimey is going to get credit for the tip in of the Thayer Bobcats. Lead it by 10. 5:53 to go in the first half. We'll take a timeout. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ozarks Healthcare encourages all athletes to play safe and have good sportsmanship. They hope you never have to visit Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic, but if you do, their doctors are on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, offering exceptional compassionate care of fractures, sports injuries, total joint replacements, as well as spine surgery. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic are cheering for you and are here if you need them on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains.
Well, Thayer Bobcats have outscored Mountain Grove 5-2 here in the first 2 minutes of this second quarter. And it's run out to a 10-point lead now, 22-12. Coach Heiler called that timeout, his second of the game. Mountain Grove brings the ball into the front court with Caden Bruce looking for a screen. Moves off of it, down the right side of the lane, all the way to the bucket. Shot is blocked by Nicholson, and it goes out of bounds. Thayer Bobcats playing tall ball here. A couple of tip-ins for buckets, and now the block shot by Nicholson. Substitution for the Panthers. Dowden checks out of the game, and looks like number 22 is checked in there, and that is Hellbush, and he throws it into the backcourt. So Hellbush checked in, trying to throw back out to Bruce wide, and it goes into the backcourt. Thayer's got the ball back with a 10-point lead. 5:34 to go in the first half. Bobcats inbound it to Andrews. He'll bring it across the timeline, work it to the top of the key, swing it in the left corner to Landry. Pitch for 3. That one is up off the rim, no good. Keaton Nicholson down with the rebound. He'll kick it out to Grimes and around the horn to Haven. Haven will cross over dribble, spin move, back out to Andrews. Andrews on the left side wing, moves off the screen out top. Gets bumped, and that'll be a foul on number 3, Holland Glenn. Tried to get out there and cut him off, and Glenn's going to be called for the bump. That'll be team foul number 4 on the Mountain Grove Panthers. Neither team in the bonus, shooting the 1-1 yet. They will inbound the ball with a 10-point lead. Bring it into the backcourt by Jordan Andrews. He'll bring it across the timeline, feed over to Haven. Haven looking to go right to the wing. Hands off to Grimes. Grimes, underhand dish pass inside, intercepted by Mountain Grove. Right idea, but Mountain Grove foiled it. So the Panthers with the ball down by 10. Swing it to the left side to Glenn out on the wing, and Andrews took it from it. Thayer off on the break, and now Glenn's going to foul Jordan Andrews going the other way. That'll be a push from behind by Holland Glenn. That'll be number 2 on Glenn. So Thayer Bobcat guards starting to take control of this game. Foul on Glenn, he checks out. Number 14 will go in. That is Drew Vaughn. Thayer inbounds the ball in the backcourt again to Andrews. Andrews will cross over dribble, kicks it out to Landry. Pitts in the corner for 3. That one's off the rim, no good. And a rebound taken by Bruce for Mountain Grove. Caden Bruce brings it to the top of the key on the dribble. He'll fire another long shot. That one is no good. Rebound out of bounds off the hands of the Mountain Grove Panthers. And the Fair Bobcats get it back. They're getting a little bit sloppy here at the midway point of this second quarter. Here's Lane Grimes checking out of the game for Thayer. Levi Pollat will check in for the Bobcats. So Pitts, Gage Pitts, and Grimes on the Bobcat bench. They're going seven deep here in the first half. Here's Nicholson, bounce passes down to Landry Pitts, off to Levi Pollat in the corner. Pollat looking for the outlet. Feeds it to Haven. Haven penetrates in the lane, kicks it back to Nicholson. Nicholson driving the baseline, and we get a whistle and a travel called on Keaton Nicholson. As he made that little head and shoulder fake, we went around the defender, picked up the pivot foot early. Got to put that ball on the floor first. And Mountain Grove's got it back again. Mountain Grove's only scored 2 points in the first 4 minutes of this second quarter. Thayer has only scored five. Mentioned both teams a little ragged here at the midway point of this quarter. Mountain Grove got it down the corner. Kick it inside to Elliott. Elliott goes up with a shot. High off the window, no good. Rebound tipped out and controlled by Bruce for Mountain Grove. Back down inside to Elliott, who scores. Tyson Elliott now with 6 points to lead Mountain Grove. Thayer driving the floor the other way. Andrews all the way down to the baseline. Panthers cut him off. He'll swing it outside to Haven. Haven dribble drive to the free throw line. Puts up a shot. Good! Jace Haven, his second bucket of the night. And now five different Bobcats have scored at least 4 points in the first half. Thayer leads it 24-14. Mountain Grove again, taking their time in a half-court game. Bruce with it out front. Try to penetrate off the screen. Bobcats cut him off. He'll give it to Elliott on the wing. Back out to Bruce. Back to the top. Bruce, ooh, might have been a double dribble there, no call. Here's a give down low for Mountain Grove to Hellbush. Hellbush off to Tyson Elliott. Shot is up from in the lane. No good. And the rebound taken by Jordan Andrews. Andrews pushing it up the floor. He'll go through a double team all the way to bucket and score. What a play by Jordan Andrews. Andrews now with 8 in the game. And the Thayer Bobcats lead it by 10 again. 20, or actually lead it by 12 now. 26-14. That's the biggest lead of the night for the Thayer Bobcats. They're kind of slow posting the scores up there. Mountain Grove with the basketball. Bruce, Caden Bruce, is going to work it to the right side of the floor. Goes all the way down to the baseline. Spins away from the defense and then dribbled it out of bounds. Tried to save it in, and it's deflected back out of bounds by the Thayer Bobcats. Substitution for Mountain Grove, number 12, checking back in, Jace Dowden. He will trigger it in on the baseline with 2:28 to go here in the first half. Ball comes in, and now stolen by Andrews for Thayer. He will drive for the layup. Cannon and a foul. One of the Panthers tried to get back and bother the layup. Number 14, Drew Vaughn, going to be called for the foul. Andrews in double figures now with 10 and will go to the free throw line and shoot for the Thayer Bobcats. Substitution for Mountain Grove, Vaughn will check out of the game with that foul. And Jordan Andrews looking for his 11th point of the game in the first half. That's good. Jordan Andrews with 11. Thayer now leads it by 15. 29-14 here at Mountain Grove. 2 minutes to go in the first half. Bruce brings it across the timeline. Not very much sense of urgency here for the Panthers. Now they get into the half-court set. Got it over to Charlton. Charlton, one dribble, now two. Gives it back to Tyson Elliott. Spins down to the baseline, hesitates, shoots, no good. Rebound, Jace Haven. And the Bobcats are on the run. Haven up the left side, down the middle of the lane, shoots it up the left side window, and it's good. Jace Haven now with 6 points in the first half. Well, that's pretty. Pretty move by Haven. And the Bobcat lead is now 17-31-14. Mountain Grove has only scored 4 points in the second quarter. Bobcat defense has been good. Panthers have got it. Here's a shot out. That's a travel. Oh, we're going to get a foul called on the Thayer Bobcats. Woo! Yeah, that's a tough call right there. The head number 10, Stenzel, stopped. He stepped through the double team and then stepped again, traveled with the basketball. But they're going to say a foul, non-shooting foul. Foul was on Andrews, by the way, which would be his first. And now we're going to get a five-second call. And Mountain Grove going to get a timeout. Mountain Grove couldn't get it in. They had to call the timeout. That's a third timeout used by the Panthers already in this game. Minute 37 to go in the first half. Thayer leads it by 17 over the Mountain Grove Panthers. We'll take a timeout back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
There are plenty of ways to buy your next home, by yourself, all online, or the RE/MAX way with me, Tia Morris, your RE/MAX agent. I have the tools like automated alerts,
speedy responses, and neighborhood knowledge. Whether it's land or your dream home you're searching for, give me a call today at 417-264-6161 to start your property search. Don't worry, we've done this a million times. That's the sign of a REMAX agent.
Each office independently owned and operated.
Well, second time tonight that Thayer's forced Mountain Grove to call a timeout when they were trying to inbound the ball. They had to do it again to prevent the 5-second call. So Panthers to trigger it in. They get it into Stenzel. Stenzel dribbles away from the defense. Goes all the way out to the top of the key. Swings it on the right side for Charlton. Charlton looking in. Nobody open. Now moves to the top of the key on the dribble drive. Feeds it back over to Bruce. Bruce down the right side. Takes it down in the corner, brings it back out front, gives it to Charlton for three. That's an air ball, and it is out of bounds off the hands of the Mountain Grove Panthers. So Charlton shoots, and he shot about four air balls tonight. He hadn't made one yet. He shot about four three-pointers, I'm sorry. He hasn't made one yet, and that one he missed by a mile. So 1:09 to go in the first half. Thayer leads by 17 with the ball. Andrews, pass to the left side, going to be disrupted and out of bounds. Good play there by Caden Bruce. And Thayer will inbound it again with 1:04 to play in the first half. Haven, trigger man, will trigger it into the backcourt. Jordan Andrews will take it right there and bring it into the front court. Thayer kind of going with a little Oklahoma four-quarter type game here for this final minute. And maybe holding for the final shot of the half. Andrews with it on the left side wing. Looking to feed out front. Sends it cross court to Paulette. And we're going to, oh, Andrews going to be called for a travel. He started to pass to Grimes, and Grimes got covered up. They tried to stop and pass across court, and they called him for the travel. So it's 48 seconds to go, and Thayer make a substitution during the dead ball. Keaton Nicholson back in for Thayer, and Lane Grimes goes out. Mountain Grove with the ball. Long shot is up, no good. Rebound tips up and around, and is going to be saved from out of bounds by Paulette. It'll be Thayer about that ball. Paulette got outside. And he bounced that thing off the leg of a Mountain Grove Panther. And it's going to be Thayer Bobcat ball. Keaton Nicholson checks out of the game as Lane Grimes checks back in for Thayer. So 35 seconds to go in the half. Thayer up by 17. Andrews goes to Haven across the timeline with 29. Thayer getting into the half-court offense here. Haven ends off to Landry Pitts. He's on the right side of the floor, takes it out near midcourt. On the dribble, back over to Haven. He exchanges places with Pitts. And still on the dribble drive. Now hands off to Andrews with 13 seconds. Andrews looking to make a move. Got a screen if he wants to use it. Backs it back out. Now sees Lane, kicks it outside to Haven. Haven going to the bucket, lays it up. No, and a foul on the rebound, or a foul on the shot. And Jace Haven's going to go to the free throw line, shoot two free throws with 3.2 seconds to go. Fouls on number 14, Drew Vaughn. That'll be his second. And the 17th foul against Mountain Grove. So Haven at the line to shoot the 1-1. First one is good. Oh, they're going to wave it off that he stepped across the line. Now, he can go across the line once the ball hits the rim. That official said you can't cross the line at all. Wow. So a second shot by Haven is good. So wave off the first one. But Haven hits the second one. He's got 7 points in the half. Mountain Grove inbounds it. Long shot to buzzer. It's no good. That's the end of our first half. Our score, 32-14. Thayer Bobcats lead the Mountain Grove Panthers by 18. We'll take a timeout. Back with your halftime report brought to you by Community First Banking Company of West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. Back in 2 minutes on the original home for Thayer Bobcat Sports, the Ecom Sports Network.
Bank at Community First and conquer time and space. Just download to your mobile device the free mobile deposit app and instantly deposit a check anytime, anywhere in the world. Even West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer with secure confirmation in seconds. Community First, your community bank with world-class convenience.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
Pizza NFR supports our local home team, and you know they've got a lot more than just pizza. They've got pasta, wings, salads, subs, desserts, and if it's on the menu, they'll deliver it. They're open 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sunday through Thursday and until 10 o'clock on Friday and Saturday night. Pizza NFR with dine-in, carry-out, or delivery, and they offer contactless delivery and curbside pickup. Call 417-264-3800 or visit pizzan.com to place your order now.
Charlotte Allen with Allen Supported Living has worked with children and adults with developmental disabilities since 1992. They provide individualized support living services, personal assistance, respite, and community integration services in Thayer, Alton, West Plains, Donovan, and the area. If you have questions, call Charlotte. They'll be happy to help link you with the services and resources available. Call Allen Supported Living at 417-264-7203. And go Bobcats!
You've heard the expression, an apple a day keeps the doctor away, but sometimes a regular visit to your doctor keeps problems away. Same goes for your automobiles, tractors, trailers, and UTVs. They need a little TLC, and there's no better place than the Car Doctor 2 to get that done. Oil changes, flats, any kind of minor or major auto repair, alignments, trailer repair, AC problems, the Car Doctor 2 on North Highway 63 in Thayer can make things healthy again. By the way, the Car Doctor 2 is now a Missouri Safety Inspection Station, and they're open on Saturdays until noon.
I'm back here at Mountain Grove where the Thayer Bobcats have a halftime lead over the Panthers. It is 32-14. They've started kind of slow tonight. Mountain Grove actually had a lead at one point. In fact, Mountain Grove actually had a lead 1 point at 8-5. And the Thayer Bobcats, that was in the first quarter. Thayer ended up scoring the last nine, well, scored them 9-5, and led at the end of the first quarter 17-10. And the Thayer Bobcats outscoring Mountain Grove 15-2. In the second quarter, lead at 32-14 here at the break. It's been good balance scoring for the Bobcats tonight. They're led by Jordan Andrews. He's already got 11. But after that, 7 for Haven, 5 for Gage Pitts, 4 for Landry Pitts, including the only three-pointer for the Thayer Bobcats tonight. 4 points for Lane Grimes and 1 for Keaton Nicholson. So Thayer getting a little bit of offensive output from everybody on the floor tonight. And for the Mountain Grove Panthers, they just haven't scored much. Only 14 points. They're led by Tyson Elliott. He has 6 of those 14. And again, it's 32-14. Thayer with the lead at the half. We're going to take another break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Thayer Bobcats playing tomorrow and the Thayer Lady Bobcats playing tomorrow in the first round of the district tournament. We'll be back in just 2 minutes. You're listening to the Community First Banking Company Bobcat Halftime Report. We'll be back in, again, 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Monty's Outdoors in West Plains has got you covered this sports season. That's right, shop at Monty's where you'll find Under Armour cleats, sports socks, compression wear, backpacks, sack packs, ball caps, and much more. Find Wilson footballs, softballs, and equipment as well. Visit with Monty's about outfitting your team or youth organization with custom uniforms, booster apparel, game equipment, and more. Monty's Outdoors in the Southern Hill Shopping Center in West Plains.
When life gets busy, which, let's be honest, when isn't it? Getting by the bank before it closes can be tough. Did you know FNBC offers mobile deposit, making it quicker and easier to deposit checks? That's right. Simply snap a picture of a check anytime, anywhere, and deposit it directly into your FNBC account through our mobile banking app. It's just another way we prove the value of a banking partnership with FNBC. You and FNBC's mobile deposit, better together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When you list your property for sale, you are hiring a team to work for you. You want to hire a company with global reach and recognition.
You want Century 21.
You want to hire a team that will give your investment the time and attention it deserves.
You want Century 21.
You want experienced, knowledgeable sales agents promoting your home.
You want Century 21.
You want honest opinions and honest, timely answers to your questions.
You want Century 21.
You want a home team with local knowledge of the area and market conditions.
You want Century 21? Combs & Associates Real Estate. Call us today, 417-264-7000. Each office independently owned and operated.
Find your next vehicle at Oregon County Cars in Thayer, your premier automotive full-service dealership, offering the best selection of used cars, trucks, and SUVs available. Offering a free 3-month, 3,000-mile powertrain warranty on all vehicles purchased. Also, a collision repair estimate center for all your collision repairs. Oregon County Cars, just down from the Country Cottage on Old Highway 19 in Thayer. Call 264-2558. Find them on Facebook and OregonCountyCars.com.
They're back at halftime here at the Mountain Grove High School. Thayer Bobcats with a lead over the Mountain Grove Panthers, 32-14. Thayer Bobcats trying to win their 20th game of the year and run this winning streak over Mountain Grove to 3. Thayer's won the last two seasons, and they're trying to make it 3 years in a row with a win in the conference over the Mountain Grove Panthers. All right, so tomorrow the Class 3 District 1 tournament will get underway. The Thayer Lady Bobcats will be in action tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Thayer High School. They will play Zenith Fornersville, and we will have that game for you here on K-Country 95. Now, we're also going to have coverage of the Alton Lady Comets as they will play Van Buren at Van Buren. That'll be a game at noon. Mike Robertson will be there for the call of that one. Then at 2 o'clock, I'll be at the Thayer High School of the Thayer Lady Bobcats and Zenith Fornersville. Now, if Thayer should win that one, the Lady Bobcats, they will move on to the semifinals and will play the winner of the game between East Carter and Portageville. And that game would be on Tuesday the 23rd, and then the girls' final on Thursday the 26th. Now, for the Thayer Bobcat boys, they're the number one seed in the Class 3 District 1 tournament. They got a first-round bye. There are only seven teams in the district. So Thayer will be waiting to play the winner of Senate, Fornersville, and Twin Rivers. And Thayer would play that game, which would be the semifinal game, at the Thayer High School next Wednesday, the 24th. It'll be a 7 o'clock start. And then the finals in the boys' half of the bracket will be at Twin Rivers on Friday, the 26th. And again, the Thayer Bobcats will be in action again tomorrow trying to wrap up the conference schedule. They'll be at Mountain View Birch Street Liberty to take on the Eagles. That game is slated for noon tomorrow. But due to the fact that the Alton Lady Comets open district play and the Thayer Lady Bobcats play in the district, we will not have that game for you tomorrow on the radio here at the Ecom Sports Network. I want to say thanks to some of your Thayer Bobcat boosters helping to bring you the ballgame tonight. They include the Langley Animal Clinic in Thayer, Sunset Salon and Barbering in Thayer, the Carter Funeral Homes in Thayer and West Plains, First Baptist Church of Mammoth Spring, the Law Office of Fred O'Neill, and the 11 Point River Title Company in Thayer, Forstler's True Value and Napa Auto Parts, the Walmart in Thayer, and the Country Cottage Cafe. We're going to take another break. We'll be back with your second half in just 2 minutes. You're listening to the Thayer Bobcat Halftime Report, brought to you by the Community First Banking Company of West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. You're listening to the Ecom Sports Network.
Your voice lets him know he's safe. Shelter Insurance does the same for you. Roadside assistance is now included with your auto policy. So if your car leaves you stranded, just call and we'll take care of you while you take care of what's most important. Find an agent at shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Some restrictions apply.
Hey, this is Capri. Come see us at Roger Foley's office at 201 Mammoth Street in Thayer, Missouri.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental, so they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable, so their skilled dentists, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist Shelby, and the great staff, Debbie, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, they treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
Simmons Bank is proud to support the Bobcats. Simmons believes that healthy, vibrant communities don't just happen on their own. They happen when people make investments in each other because we accomplish more together than we do alone. Simmons Bank, member FDIC.
Simmons Bank is here for all the Bobcat fans. Simmons Bank takes pride in helping customers realize their dream to buy the perfect home, start a business, or save for a child's college education. Visit a branch or get more information online at SimmonsBank.com. Simmons Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
At Knox Orthopedics, we put you first. We know when injury occurs, pain won't wait for an appointment. Hi, this is Dr. Knox. I, along with Drs. Rawls, McConnell, and Franklin, make it our priority to see you as soon as possible. You will find the best of orthopedic care from doctors who care about getting you well at Knox Orthopedic. Appointments available in West Plains and Mountain Home. We can fix that. Check us out, KnoxOrthopedics.com.
And we're back in just underway here in our fourth quarter. Mountain Grove Panthers actually have already hit a bucket. Now they're back to within 16 here. Thayer with the ball now, working around the perimeter of the Mountain Grove zone. They played a little man-to-man in the first half. They're playing zone here now. Thayer switching up the offense a little bit. Chase Haven playing at the top of the key as the point. is off to Andrews on the right side. Cross-court pass taken by Gage Pitts. Gage with 5 points in the first half. He'll dump it down inside. Now back outside to Pitts. Oh, and to Grimes. And Grimes' pass is going to be intercepted. And all the way to the bucket goes Caden Bruce. He lays it in. So a 4-0 run for Mountain Grove to start the third quarter. Here's Thayer with a basketball. Gage Pitts floating down the left side of the lane. Puts it up and in off the window. Gage Pitts now with 7. And the Thayer Bobcats stop the bleeding right there. Mountain Grove been off on a 4-0 run before Thayer gets that first bucket. 6:45 to go. Panthers kick the ball inside. Now back outside. Elliott with a 3-point try. That's no good. Lane Grimes down the rebound. His pass is going to be deflected and go out of bounds on the far side. Thayer getting a little bit careless with the passes here. Mountain Grove seems to have kind of stepped up their game a little bit. Heading into this third quarter, they were down 18 at half. They cut it back to 14 here before Thayer hit that bucket and ran it back to a 16-point game. Thayer working the ball to the left side. Lane Grimes has got it. Holds it on the wing. Feeds over to Andrews. Andrews dumps it down low to Pitts. Landry cross court to Gage. Back out to Grimes for 3. That one's no good. And the rebound is out of bounds off the hands of the Thayer Bobcats. So Mountain Grove will get the ball back. Again today brought to you in part by your Thayer Bobcat boosters like Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Barton in Thayer and Alton, and Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service in Thayer. Mountain Grove Panthers down by 16 with the ball. Got it to Tyson Elliott. He has it stripped away by Andrews, and Jordan will drive for the layup, and it's good. Jordan Andrews now with 13 on the night. And the Thayer Bobcat lead is back to 18, 36-18, 5:44 to go in the third quarter. Mountain Grove Panthers have it out front. That is Bruce. Bruce looking for a screen, goes the other way, steps in the lane, dumps it down inside, shot is up, and good for Bryce Stinsel. Second bucket of the game for Stinsel. He got 5. Thayer with it on the other end. Pitch out to Andrews. Andrews is in the hot hand. Handles the ball in the front court. Feeds to Gage. Pitch wide open for a 3. That one's up off the rim. Flying in for the rebound was Grimes. He couldn't quite bring it down. It's taken by Mountain Grove. Here come the Panthers. Bruce traveled with it. Yes, he did. Caden Bruce. Good defensive play back there by Gage Pitts, who's playing with 2 fouls, by the way. That's a good defensive play. Thayer quick up the floor with it the other way. Got it to Andrews. Andrews will swing it around to Jace Haven on the left side of the floor. Haven looking to penetrate into the lane. Now spins around, going to the bucket, lays it up and in. Jace Haven went the long way around to get the layup on the left side. And Thayer now leads it by 18 again. 38-20 is our score. 4:45 to go in the third. Panthers with it. Outside is Dowden. Dowden feeds over on the right, out of the top of the key, and gives over to Charlton. Charlton with a 3-pointer, no good. Lane Grimes down the rebound. Kicks it out to Gage Pitts. They are running the floor. Gage, dribbled it off his foot, lost control of it, but it's picked up by Andrews. Andrews, no look, pass down to Pitts, who lays it up and in off the window. That was pretty. Andrews picked his buddy up when he picked up the loose ball after Pitts had dribbled it off his foot, then gave it right back to him for the layup. 9 points for Gage, and he didn't even play in the second quarter. Mountain Grove with the ball. Out front is Bruce. Caden Bruce, he'll back it out now to near midcourt. Well, carefully going to step into the backcourt. They are still playing the zone defense and really taking it out onto the floor. Mountain Grove likes to shoot the 3. They've made a couple of them here tonight. Panthers continuing to work around the perimeter. Got it back out to Bruce on top. Bruce wings it on the left side for Stinsel. Stinsel dumps it back to Bruce. Now back to Elliott in the corner for 3. That one's good. Tyson Elliott hits a 3-pointer. His first made 3-pointer of the night. And Thayer coming the other way. Andrew says, looky here. Oh, and it rattles in and out. No good. That ball was all but in and popped out of the cylinder. Mountain Grove with a rebound. Coming the other way. Bobcat poking away. Picked up by Gage Pitts. Gage on the drive, trying to behind-the-back pass over to Andrews on the other side. And the ball deflected out of bounds by the Mountain Grove defense. 3:18 to go in the third quarter. Thayer leads it by 17. Mountain Grove getting a sub in there. Number 5, Charlton, will check out. And Thayer will inbound the ball down under their own bucket. Got to Grimes. Grimes going to Gage Pitts, cutting through the lane, trying to round jumpers. Good. Gage now with 11. 2 Bobcats in double figures, and Thayer back up by 19. It is 42-23. Thayer scored 10 points in this quarter. Mountain Grove has scored 7. Bobcats have run the lead out to 19. Mountain Grove with the basketball. Right, swinging on the left side for Tyson Elliott. Andrews jumps out on him. On the top to Stenzel. Stenzel down the right corner for Bruce. Bruce dribbles away from the defense. Now a little crossover. Couldn't get loose on the baseline. Brings it back outside. Now they'll dump it inside for Dowden. Dowden with a shot up and no good. Chase Haven down with the rebound. Kicks it out to Gage Pitts. Gage pulls up with the 18 for a 8-footer, and it's good. Gage says, he got me on the arm, but the officials say, no, no, shot went in. Bayer leads it now by 21, 44-23 with 2:24 to go in the third quarter. Mountain Grove with it again. Number 12 is Dowden. On the left side, he is taken away by Andrews. He will slide for the layup. And the defense of Mountain Grove just gave up, and now we get a timeout call by the Panthers. 46-23, Thayer with the lead over Mountain Grove. We'll be back to Panther Country in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do. All the products that you want at a price you can't afford. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store. Garden, clothing, pet supplies, farm and household too. Fencing, automotive, hey, we deliver too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
Well, Thayer Bobcats have run out now to a 23-point lead with 2 minutes and change to go in the third quarter. They're led by 18 at the half, now leading by 23. Mountain Grove coming the other way as Coach Eiler called the timeout, trying to stop the bleeding here. Panthers working around the perimeter of the Thayer Bobcat 1-3-1 zone. They'll bounce it inside. Ball is taken. Shot is up, no good. Shot by Glenn. Rebound Thayer. Bobcats on the run again. Andrews pulls up at the wing, gives it out to Gage Pitts. Looking in the middle, nobody open. Gives it back over to Andrews. And Andrews now going to get fouled as he makes a little head and shoulder fake. That'll be on number 10, Bryce Stenzel. And that'll be the first foul called in the second half against either team. Second foul on Stenzel tonight. And substitution for Mountain Grove as number 12, Dowden, will check out of the game. So here comes Thayer with it again, already up by 23. They give it to Gage Pitts with a minute 39 to go in the third quarter. Bobcats, this one well in hand so far. Bobcats swinging on the right side to Haven in the corner to Andrews for three. That one's up off the rim, no good. Nicholson with a rebound, going back up, couldn't score. Boy, a lot of contact on that shot. And no foul call. Mountain Grove clears the board, got it down to Bruce. Bruce trying to get it to Tyson Elliott inside. The ball deflects off his hands and out of bounds. Elliott never saw that one coming. Till it was too late, so Thayer's defense forces the turnover. And the Bobcats will bring the ball up the floor, leading by 23 with a minute to go in the third period. Gage Pitts brings the ball to the left side of the floor. Bounces one to the high post to Haven. Haven back outside to Andrews for three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Bruce for Mountain Grove. Number 20, Caden Bruce. He seems to be everywhere. Good player. Bruce penetrates into the lane, now kicks it back outside, but he's going to get fouled before he made the pass. Be a non-shooting foul. Foul on number 5, Chase Haven of the Thayer Bobcats. They're really in no serious foul trouble. Matter of fact, neither team in a serious foul trouble. Here is Elliott out of the game as number 14 checks in. Drew Vaughn for Mountain Grove. In play, ball goes to Glenn. Glenn with a three-point shot, no good. Rebounded by Hellbush and got it back out to Bruce. Bruce, his pass is deflected, and Chase Haven is going to drive for the layup for the Thayer Bobcats. Haven in double figures with 11. Well, you talk about balanced scoring for Thayer. Gage Pitts with 13, 15 for Andrews, 11 for Haven. And Mountain Grove with that turnover now down by 25. Panthers working around the outside. Got it down the right corner to Bruce. Bruce going inside to Dowden. Turnaround jumper is up and good for the big kid. Jace Dowden, his second bucket of the game. Now down to 15 seconds to go. Thayer going to hold for the final shot of the third quarter. Gage Pitts pulls up, 15-footer. Rattles off the rim, no good. Panthers got the rebound. That shot probably a little quicker than Coach Pitts would have liked. Panthers working the outside. Oh, and here's all the steal. There's the buzzer. That'll end our third quarter. Our score, 48-25. Thayer Bobcats with the lead over the Mountain Grove Panthers. We'll take a timeout. Back with our fourth quarter in just 1 minute on the original home for Thayer Bobcats Sports, the Ecom Sports Network.
Ozarks Healthcare encourages all athletes to play safe and have good sportsmanship. They hope you never have to visit Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic, but if you do, their doctors are on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, offering exceptional compassionate care of fractures, sports injuries, total joint replacements, as well as spine surgery. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic are cheering for you and are here if you need them on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains.
There are plenty of ways to buy your next home. You could do it yourself, you could do it with an app, or you can do it all online. Or there's the RE/MAX way, which comes with an experienced agent that has the tools and the tech to make buying your home go smoothly. Tools like automated alerts, speedy response times, negotiation skills, and local neighborhood knowledge. It's the smarter way to buy a home. I'm Alex O'Neill, broker at RE/MAX Real Estate Exchange. Let us help you find the perfect place. Call us today at 417-264-6161. Don't worry, we've done this a million times. That's the sign of a RE/MAX agent. Each office independently owned and operated.
Just underway in our fourth quarter, Mountain Grove opens the quarter with a basketball. They get it inside, now back outside for Stenzel. Stenzel feeds it on top. Panthers will swing it on the right side to Holland Glenn. Glenn on the wing, on the dribble. Now cross-court pass, ooh, dangerous pass. Caught by Vaughn for the Panthers. Mountain Grove with it. There's Stenzel. Feeds it on the right side again. Driving the baseline is Glenn. That's an offensive foul. Yeah, Glenn, or are they going to call that defensive? And they're going to call it on Landry Pitts. That should be an offensive foul. Landry Pitts was just standing there, and Glenn reached out and shoved him with the hand he wasn't dribbling with. Mountain Grove inbounds the ball. Got it into Vaughn. Vaughn with a shot, top of the key, no good. Rebound, Jordan Andrews. Bobcats on the break. Andrews down the middle of the lane. No look to Wayne Grimes for Loyola. Grimes now got 6 in the ballgame, and Thayer leads it by 25 again at 50-25. Thayer back on the defensive end. Mountain Grove gets the ball inside to Dowden. Dowden goes up with a shot and bounced it off the back of the rim and in. So Jeff Dowden has scored, Chase Dowden has scored the last couple buckets for Mountain Grove. They are working around the perimeter. Lane Grimes out of the corner with a three, no good. Haven with a rebound, kicks it back out front to Andrews, steps into a three, bingo! Jordan Andrews hit the three. That one brought to you by the Ozarks Healthcare in West Plains. Andrews now with 18 on the night. That's his first made three-pointer of the game. Thayer leads it 53-27. Mountain Grove with it. We're going to get a foul here on Jordan Andrews. Number 14 dribbling down in the corner. Drew Vaughn. Andrews trying to smack that ball away. Got him on the arm. Non-shooting foul. That is the third team foul called against the Thayer Bobcats here in the second half. Mountain Grove will inbound it. Dump it down inside to Dowden. Dowden goes up with a shot. Powers it through. It's scored. Dowden has scored the last 6 points for Mountain Grove. Thayer with it. Landry Pitts steps into a three. That one's off the front rim. Keaton Nicholson down the rebound. Kicked it out in the corner. Over to Andrews for three. He's hit two in a row. Jordan Andrews, 21 points in the game. It's another three brought to you by Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic. Mountain Grove back on the offensive end, down by a bunch. 56-29. Is your score. Panthers with the ball. Out front, they get it to Bryce Stenzel. Stenzel will jump pass to the right side. Got it there to Vaughn. Vaughn kicks it inside for Glenn, and Glenn's going to get fouled as he goes up with a shot. He'll go to the line and shoot two. That'll be on Landry Pitts. I believe that'll be the second foul on Landry tonight. Yes, it is. And going to the free throw line, Holland Glenn for Mountain Grove has not scored for the Panthers tonight. And the first free throw is on the way and good. Holland Glenn with his first point of the ball game. And let's see, Landry Pitts is going to check out of the game as Levi Paulette checked in for Coach Matt Pitts and the Thayer Bobcats. They are leading by 26. Glenn at the free throw line, misses the free throw, and Keaton Nicholson comes down with the rebound for Thayer. They'll give it to Jordan Andrews and the Bobcats to get into the half-court offense here, a chance to work a little clock. They go inside for Andrews. That ball poked away by the defense. Loose on the floor. Still loose on the floor, and it'll be Thayer Bobcat ball off the hands of the Mountain Grove Panthers. And Tyson Elliott checking back into the game for Mountain Grove. Number 12, Jace Dowden, will check out. Thayer looking to inbound the ball. Grimes will bring it out front to Paulette. Off to Andrews for three more. He's hit three in a row. Jordan Andrews has caught fire. He's got 24 in the game, and Thayer leads it now by 29. 59-30. Bobcats dominating this one, especially in the the middle two quarters and into the fourth quarter here. We're down to 5 minutes to go in the game. Panthers working around the outside. There is Bruce, Caden Bruce. Long cross-court pass down the corner to Glenn. Glenn dumped it inside. Shot is up, no good. Rebound Andrews. Long outlet pass to Grimes. Grimey going to the bucket, lays it in. Oh, they're going to call him for an offensive foul. I don't know about that one. He jumped all the way over the defender and hit the layup. I mean, Grimes jumped all the way over the defender, and the official called him for an offensive foul. I think the official anticipated that one. Yeah, not a good call there. A wave off the basket by Grimey. So the official anticipated there was going to be contact, and there was none, as Grimes jumped all the way over the defender. Wow. That's some hop, folks. Here's Jordan Andrews checking out of the game now for Thayer. Gage pitches back in. Has the Thayer Bobcats maintain that 29-point lead. Mountain Grove working around the perimeter. Got the ball to Charlton. Charlton out front to Dalton. I'm sorry, that's Bruce. Bruce now gives it up on the left side for Hellbush. Hellbush back out top and got it right back, and the shot is up and in. That's a nice play. Hellbush, Isaiah Hellbush will get the bucket. Cuts the lead back to 27. Here's Haven for Thayer going around the defense all the way to the bucket. Lay it in. We got a foul. Oh, they're going to wave off the bucket. Then the motion of shooting. Anyway, they're going to wave off the bucket, and it'll be a foul on Mountain Grove. Blocking foul. Only the second foul called against Mountain Grove in the second half. And they still haven't told us who it was. Number 22, that was Hellbush. Thayer inbounds the ball. Got in the corner to Grimes. Grimes to Gage pitch. And trying to dribble, he carried the ball. Gage carried it in traffic. Coach Matt Pitch having a little bit to say to the official down there. He's made a couple of questionable calls here in the last couple of minutes. And Mountain Grove back with the ball. Bruce leads it out front. Now back on top for Vaughn. Vaughn just outside the free throw lane. Kick it inside. Ball stolen by Jace Haven for Thayer. For the Bobcats on the break. Haven going down the left side of the lane, and he's going to get fouled as he goes to the bucket. And that'll be a non-shooting foul. Foul on number 20, that is Caden Bruce. That'll be his third. And Thayer will inbound the ball with 4:06 to play in the game, leading 59-32. Grimes with it off the inbound. We'll give over to Gage Pitts. Pitts backs it out for the Bobcats. They're getting in the half-court game. Got over to Grimes. Grimes to Haven. Haven trying to dump it down inside. His kick back outside. Grimes has got it for three. Straight ahead. It's good. Grimey hits a three. And Lane now with 9 points in the ballgame. That three-pointer brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic in West Plains. And the Thayer Bobcats lead it by 30. 62-32. Mountain Grove got it inside for Bruce. Kicks it back outside to Elliott. Elliott on the dribble drive out front. They are still playing the zone defense. Panthers are working around to the left. Give it up for Hellbush. Hellbush on the right side to Bruce. Bruce over to Vaughn for three. An air ball rebounded by Levi Paulette. Here come the Thayer Bobcats. They get it up the floor to Gage Pitts. Back to Haven. Haven mobs it on the baseline to Grimes. Grimes going up for the shot. Going to get fouled. He'll go to the free throw line. And will shoot two for the Thayer Bobcats. Grimey's already with 9 points in the ballgame. Needs another one to hit double figures. Will be the fourth Bobcat in double figures tonight. And we've got Jordan Madden and Ryan Parker getting ready to check into the ballgame for the Thayer Bobcats. First free throw for Lane Grimes is good. 10 points for Grimey tonight. Four Bobcats in double figures. And here's Ryan Parker into the game. Jordan Madden into the game. Gage Pitts and Jordan Andrews out. Well, Thayer down with Grimes, Nicholson, Madden, Paulette, and Parker. Second free throw is no good for Grimey. And rebound taken by Mountain Grove. They get up to Glenn. Glenn on the baseline, kicks it back outside. Three-point shot, good. Number 10, Bryce Stinsel hits a three. He's got 8 points on the line for Mountain Grove. But with 2 minutes to go, going to be too little too late. They're working all around the perimeter. Keaton Nicholson out front, big 6'4 junior, going down the middle of the lane. Has the ball poked away, loose on the court. And Levi Paulette went diving after it, but he landed out of bounds. So it'll be Mountain Grove ball. Down by 28 with 2:06 to go. Is that right? Yeah. Panthers with it. Number three, that is Glenn, will bounce it inside. Back outside. Long shot is up, no good. And a rebound taken by, oh, we're going to get a foul on Jordan Madden. Number 10, Stenzel, after the loose ball, Jordan Madden came in. It was cross-body block. Be a non-shooting foul, only the sixth team foul on Thayer in the second half. Come out, Grubble inbound it, got it to Stenzel. Stenzel bounces it to the high post, or actually passes to the high post to Elliott. Elliott goes up with a shot that is blocked for the foul. It'll be whistled on the Thayer Bobcats. Could be either Parker or Madden. Looks like Jordan Madden called for the foul. Will be his first. And the seventh team foul against the Thayer Bobcats. And Tyson Elliott will go to free throw line for Mountain Grove. First free throw is no good. He will shoot two, fouls in the act of shooting. Minute 48 to play in the game. We'll say thanks to more of your Bobcat boosters, including Legacy Auto Body Incorporated. Second free throw for Elliott is good. Elliott now with 10 points. Miro Towing Garage and Mobile Service Truck in Thayer, along with the Steak and Shake at West Plate, the Kitty Corral Daycare and Learning Center in Thayer. Thayer Bobcats working with all the offense. Here's another deflected pass, and the loose ball picked up by Mountain Grove. Here come the Panthers. Elliott up with a shot, no good. Jordan Madden controls the rebound for the Bobcats. Gives it up to Levi Paulette. Down to a minute 25 to go in the game. Levi swings it on the left side for Grimes. Down the corner to Parker. Parker, well, his pass is deflected and stolen by Mountain Grove. This is Stenzel all the way to the bucket. Will they count it? Yes, they do. He'll go to the line and try and complete a three-point play. Foul going to be on the Thayer Bobcats. And Levi Paulette going to be called for the foul. That'll be foul number one on Levi. Basket is good for Stenzel to give him 10 points. He misses the free throw. Rebound Mountain Grove. Back up, no good. And Nicholson yanks down the board for the Thayer Bobcats. Bobcats get over to Lane Grimes. He'll step into the front court with 1 minute to play. Thayer leading by 25 points, 63-38. Here's Levi Paulette going down the baseline, slides into the lane, shoots and scores. Nice play by Levi Paulette getting in on the scoring. Now seven different Bobcats have scored in the ballgame. And we're going to get we got a dead ball here. Mountain Grove getting some substitutions in. Number 24 checks in, Nick Archer. Number 15, Bradley Henry checking in. Number 23, Kyle Pinner. And looks like that is it. Those guys played in the JV game. By the way, junior varsity game tonight won by Thayer 56-54. It's a good ball game. And here's a travel going to be called on Mountain Grove. Trying to work the ball down into the corner. And travel called on Vaughn. So Thayer will get it back with 42 seconds to go. And this should just about do it right here. Lane Grimes will bring it into the front court. Get on the right side to Levi Paulette. Right back to Grimes. Lane back out to Keaton Nicholson. Now to Paulette. Paulette, the senior. He knows that they're just running the clock out here. Got a big lead. Takes it over to the right side. Feeds it back around on the left for Lane Grimes. Now down in the corner to Keaton Nicholson. Nicholson outside to Grimes. Grimes swings it right side for Paulette. Fakes the three. Down to 13 seconds. Lane Grimes, little crossover dribble. Is it to Keaton Nicholson? Now to Paulette. He'll fire a three. That one rattles off no good. Jordan Madden down the rebound. He goes up with a shot. Count it. Jordan Madden will score at the buzzer. And that's our ball game. Our final score, 67-38. The Thayer Bobcats with a win over the Mountain Grove Panthers here on the road.